Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ackley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fritz Ackley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain fires to first and picks off Hershberger. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Triandoz moves to second. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ackley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ackley strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain fires to first and picks off Buford. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ackley fires to third and picks off McAuliffe. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fritz Ackley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ackley is 0 for 1 in the game. Ackley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Martin scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Colavito moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Triandos for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Fritz Ackley. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McLain. Hershberger scores. Buford moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Tigers. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Al Weiss. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.